Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday, man. As you can tell, new dress, school started, and it's been an amazing start to the year. Last week, we got to talk about the importance of prayer and why we always need to pray. And we looked, like I said, this is such a vast topic in the Bible. If you ever get a chance to study it, I mean, prayer is so powerful in the life of a believer. But we've been looking specifically at Daniel 6 and Daniel in the lion's den when Daniel gets trapped for praying because the satraps and the governors are trying to trap him to take his spot. And they say the only thing that we'll ever find on him is if it's against and if it's dealing with his God, right? So they find him praying every day. They convince the king that nobody should pray to any other God but to the king for a month or whatever it was. And the king likes the idea and they trap Daniel in that way. And last time we left off with the king running, so King Darius running to the lion's den the next morning because Daniel got caught. He got thrown in the lion's den. That was the consequence of his action. And the king, if you remember, he didn't eat. He didn't have anybody come before him. He fasted and he essentially broke his own law. He prayed for Daniel. He was in there. He worried. He stressed over Daniel, right? And we're going to see the power of Daniel's prayer today. Because prayer wasn't something that Daniel just decided, you know what, since they wrote this decree down, we're going to pray, right? No, he had been praying three times a day, every day, praying to God, because he knew the importance. And today in this chapter, we're going to see the power. And like I said, this is one last half chapter of the Bible. There are so many books and stories in the Bible that deal with the power of prayer. But before we start reading, let's pray and let's invite God into our time. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you so much that each morning we can come to you, God, that we can look in your word, we can have our personal time with you, God, and you can speak to us through your word. God, I pray that you would touch each of our hearts, God, that you would show us the importance and the power in prayer, and God, help us each to set a goal, God, to pray more. God, the Bible says to pray without ceasing. I pray that you would help us to just focus on that. Help us to pray, because those intimate times with you are the best. God, I thank you for that. I pray that you bless this time. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right, so we're going to pick it up. We're in Daniel 6, and we're going to look at the power of prayer today. Daniel 6, we're going to pick it up. I believe we left off in verse 18. And so we're going to pick it up in 19. So again, the king hasn't slept. He's worried about Daniel. He hasn't eaten. He's fasting. Nobody's come before him. And now he's going to be running to see how Daniel's doing in the lion den. So verse 19. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of the lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke to Daniel, saying, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" I love how he addresses that. He's like, servant of the living God. And if you're looking at your Bible right now, those are capital G's, right? He's not saying lowercase God. He said, the living God, your God, whom you serve continually, was he able to save you? So cool. Then Daniel said to the king, verse 21, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel to shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you." Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he believed in his God. Ooh, that's powerful. No injury was found on him whatsoever because he believed in his God, who faith the size of a mustard seed. And the king gave the command that they brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote, "To all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth." So here's a decree that Darius is writing after he's witnessed all this. And this is powerful. I mean, there's not really like a confession from him, but just the power that he knows is in Daniel's God. So let's read this in verse 26. So, to all peoples, nations, languages that dwell in the earth, peace be multiplied to you. Verse 26, I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works in signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. So God does an amazing work, right? He saves Daniel. And these, the lions that they would put in these caves, they didn't like pamper, right? They didn't feed them every day. They rarely fed them. So they were ravenous. And they, like it said, they devoured the bodies of those people before they hit the ground. They were so hungry. Yet God in his power and Daniel in his faith in God, God sent his angel to seal their mouths shut. I can't imagine being Daniel overnight in the lion's den. I mean, he knows that God's got him. The lions haven't touched him, but still it's like having that. I'm sure there was some fear, but he had faith in God. But sitting in that lion's den, I'm sure he was praying the whole time, God, thank you. I've been faithful to you. I know you'll be faithful, right? And then the next day, the king finding him, and then the king making that declaration to all people saying, Daniel's God is the one who needs to be feared. So what do I want to take away from this today? I want us to remember, because I feel like it's so easily forgotten, that on a daily basis, we need to talk to God. We need to share our needs with him. We need to have faith in what he says in his word. And we need to just talk to him. God desires that relationship with each and every one of us. And it benefits us so much if we can have our personal time, if we can pray, and we can set aside time every day to pray for God, pray with God, for God, pray for everyone else, right? To God. And then we will see the power, like Daniel did, we'll see the power in our prayer when God starts moving. Because God, the power of God is the prayer of his peoples. It's amazing, and he wants that relationship. So as you go out today, if you haven't already, take time. Doesn't have to be forever, right? Take 5 minutes, dedicate 5 minutes, and then make it 5 more minutes the next day and 5 more minutes. And take that time and pray with God. Express your needs. Show him your fears. Express who you are. And God will show you who he is through his word. Take that time in prayer and word today. Thanks, guys.